Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've said so many times on this broadcast, the good news is simply this, that Jesus Christ is alive, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and we can say with confidence and boldness that Jesus lives today, and that is such an important truth to understand and to know in light of this discussion upon faith. When we talk about faith, we're not talking about believing a set of doctrines. We're talking about trusting a person that is alive, that can do something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. So it's personal. It's intimate. It's attached. Our faith is attached to Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. And it's something that's not based on law. That's what we talked about on Monday. The law is not based on faith. So if you're approaching God by a law mentality, trying to live up to rules and regulations, you're not living by faith. That's not faith. That's law. And you're going to be frustrated to no end. And that's one of those high costs of legalism, is that frustration and fear and constantly feeling like God's a million miles away. Why? Because you can't do enough to draw near to him. That's why you have to trust the fact that Jesus Christ has drawn near to you, that he has entered into your world. He has invaded your life, and you can actually trust him. And Paul goes on to say in Galatians 3, before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So law certainly had a place. We were held in place, in custody by the law. But when faith was revealed, then that law stepped aside. It had fulfilled its purpose so that we could actually live by faith. Now, if you're a believer and you feel restless, you feel like something's wrong in your Christian experience, it's just not clicking for you, I guarantee you the reason is because you have substituted law for faith.
Yeah.
You've substituted rules and regulations for faith. The result of that is your restlessness. If you want to experience rest in your life, you're going to have to set aside the law mentality and ask the Lord to teach you what it means to really trust the resurrected Christ. That's where victory lies.
Yeah.
That's where rest and peace and assurance and security lies. That's where this abundant life really lies, is in learning to trust the one who has abundant life,
yeah,
and that's Jesus Christ himself.
And friends, if you're struggling with any of these issues that Bob is talking about, we have a wonderful answer for you. We've heard from so many people who say that Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, helped them put together the pieces of their Christian life. Now, this book was published on August 1st, 2015, and to celebrate the anniversary, our publisher has made the Kindle version available for only $1.99. Incredible. Now, this price is good through August 15th. Again, find the Kindle version at Amazon or at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. That's the anniversary special Kindle version of Simple Gospel Simply Grace for only $1.99 at Amazon or at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. Again, 844-322-2742. A Facebook question from Ron, guys. He says, a friend is leading a Bible study on Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, the armor of God. He says, I've not met many who are stronger in their faith. I was surprised, however, to hear her say that she feels that she is failing in her efforts to make disciples based on verse 16, the shield of faith. Please explain that verse for me. That's from Ron, who wrote to us through Facebook.
Well, that's like saying, I want to make converts. I mean, we can't make converts.
Doesn't
we can't convert anybody. We really can't make disciples. That's really God's job. That's the Holy Spirit's job. And he uses us in that process. And I'm telling you, discipleship is a very difficult. It's a long-term journey, a long time in making. And it deals with this process that we call hearing, believing, and living. That's the discipleship process. People hearing what the message is, people being challenged to believe what that message is, and then learning how to live out that message. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that just happens overnight. You don't wave a magic wand and disciples are made. It is really investing in people and leaving the results of that investment in the Holy Spirit's hands, allowing him to do his work in that person's life. A lot of times we put ourselves in roles of teaching and we want to be effective teachers. But as far as the Word of God is concerned, as far as the practical application of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has to really be the teacher in that process, in that role. Mm-hmm. So we simply point people to Jesus. We point people to a trust relationship, try to talk to them about what that looks like, share your own experiences as how that's spelled itself out in your experience, and then leave the results of that in the Lord's hands. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is faithful. You can count on him, and maybe it's not going to happen in your timing or the way that you would like discipleship building to happen, as far as you're concerned. But if you'll just leave it in the Lord's hands, he'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And you will see him doing his work. Now, as far as the armor of God is concerned, this is where faith really comes into play, isn't it? You know, how do we put on the armor of God? Well, it is a by faith process. God has already provided the helmet of salvation. He's provided the breastplate of righteousness. Those are things that he has done for us. We simply learn to believe him. And as we do by faith, we're going to see that armor really protecting us from the schemes of the devil, of our enemy. So this is really where the faith aspect of the gospel message hits the nitty-gritty of life.
Absolutely.
So it's very important.
Ron, thank you for your question. We hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And again, we want to hear from you. We want you to pose your question. We want to be available to you to take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution to your particular issue or situation. Again, that phone number, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky and talk with Mary Jo, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing okay. What's on your mind?
Well, here's my question. If a gay person accepts the Lord and then gets tempted and goes back to his old lifestyle, will he go to hell?
Okay. Well, Mary Jo, good question, and I think it's an important question. Because it can apply across the board to all sin, right?
Yes.
So somebody that, identifies as homosexual and they get fed up with, how life is going. They recognize an emptiness inside. They hear the gospel message. They respond to the gospel message and saved. Well, they're now considered children of God. God has sent his Spirit to live inside of him, and by that Spirit they'll cry out, Abba, Father. So this relationship with God has been established. New life has been given. Forgiveness has been received. Righteousness has been declared. Redemption has been purchased. Hope has been granted. All of those things have occurred for that person. Now, here's the reality. Are they going to get tempted to go back to their old lifestyle? Yes. Why? Because they still have flesh. If somebody has been selfish all of their lives and then get saved, are they going to be tempted to be selfish again? Are they going to live out that selfishness? Absolutely. Is that who they are? No. They have a new identity in Christ. And that's what we have to recognize. If someone's been saved, they've been saved completely. and for them to be unsaved, Jesus would have to reverse all the work that he did to save that person. And he's not going to do that. The sin issue has been dealt with once and for all. God isn't treating us according to our sins. There's no ledger of sins being recorded or kept in the heavenly books. Our book is clean with God. We stand before him holy and righteous. If we get tempted to go back to our old way of life, regardless of what that is, and we will, and if we do give in to that temptation, we just did that as a child of God. And because the Spirit of God lives inside of us, we're going to recognize that's not us anymore. We don't belong there. That's not who I am because of the work of Christ. And we can trust the Holy Spirit in those situations. So, Mary Jo, if someone's saved, they're saved forever.
Okay, well, that's a deep and good answer. I've witnessed the people as best I can, and a lot of people just seem standoffish to the Lord, and it's really sad.
Well, there are a lot of people that are standoffish to the Lord because, you know, Jesus, I think, put it best in John chapter 3. He said, light has come into darkness, but darkness did not want it. And the reason is because the deeds were evil. And they, you know, there's people that want to continue in their old lifestyle. They don't want the light of Jesus Christ anywhere around them. They want to continue in their old ways, their darkness. They want to continue living out their evil. That's just what they want. That's just what they desire. And you're going to encounter people like that in the world. And it's a very sad thing when you do, because life is just right there for them. Jesus is just right there for them.
Yes.
But they say, no, I'm going to do it my way. I like my life. I like how it's going. I'm going to keep going down that path. Jesus, you go bug somebody else.
I don't care who they hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, Mary Jo. So it's a strange reality, but it is a reality. There are people that like darkness more than they like light. And so because of that, they reject Jesus.
Well, it's a hard world when you live in it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, Mary Jo, you've got the Lord living in you. You've got his love, his grace. You are anchored by the hope of what is to come for you. You wake up every day with the Lord Jesus inside of you. You go to bed every night with the Lord Jesus inside of you. You're a child of God. You're forgiven, reconciled, redeemed, justified, declared righteous. That's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I had trouble like this. What does redeem mean?
It means to be bought out of slavery to sin and death. So you were under the control of sin and death when you came into this world. Jesus shed his blood that redeemed you, bought you out of that, so that you could belong to Christ himself and walk in the newness of life, free from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, the control of sin, and free to walk in dependence upon the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what
okay,
redemption is all about.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
Yeah, and on that note, Bob, you know, we have heard from so many people that say that your book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, has helped them put together the pieces of their Christian lives, and there's so many pieces that we can substitute for faith in him. This book was published, as I said earlier, August 1st of 2015, and we celebrate the anniversary this very, very week. Our publisher has made the Kindle version available for only $1.99. Now, this price is good only through August 15th, but you'll find the Kindle version at Amazon or at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. That's the anniversary special Kindle version of Simple Gospel Simply Grace for only $1.99 at Amazon or at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com.
Well, it's interesting. I discovered this on the Amazon website. You can actually buy a Kindle version and gift it to somebody.
Hmm.
So maybe you have a copy. Maybe you know some people that would like to have it. Well, you're not going to find it at a better price than $1.99.
Are you out of your mind?
You can gift that to somebody that you love, somebody that you work with, somebody in your church. And all you have to do, once you gift it, you send an email to them, and then it's made available. So it's a very, very simple,
that's cool.
A very, very simple process. So yeah. Buy one for you, buy one for somebody you love.
You bet. Again, simplegospelsimplygrace.com or at Amazon.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go down to Tampa, Florida, and talk to Jose. Hi, Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
We're doing well. What's on your mind today?
I'm calling about legalism, Mom. I just got your CD, and I'm burnt out, and I think it came at the right time. I was praying today. I'm like, God, I'm so burnt out, and all of a sudden my grandmother, you have mail? I'm like, yes. As far as, yeah, like legalism, can you explain that more in a more practical way? Because I hear so many different.
Well, legalism, in its simplest term, is rule-based living to achieve acceptance from either God or from someone else. So you're following a set of rules and regulations, and you expect a return on that of God's love and acceptance of you or people's love and acceptance of you. So if you want to be in the in crowd, so to speak, say you're involved in a church and there's an in crowd in the church, they're the leaders, everybody looks up to them, you start asking yourself, what can I do to please those popular Christians? What can I do to be like them? So you set up a series of rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, laws to follow, and you try to live up to those so that those folks will accept you, so those folks will like you. Well, that's legalism. That's legalism at its core.
I'm doing that too from church because a lot of people, you know, they know the Bible so much, so I try to read it every day, and I'm like, I just burnt myself out, you know, trying to get everything at one time, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's a legalistic mindset. So, I mean, reading the Bible is a great thing, Jose, but it's the heart behind it. So if you're reading to make yourself more spiritual so that others will see you as a spiritual giant, then you're reading it with the wrong motivation. Certainly God can pour things into your life that way, but you're coming at it with the wrong heart, with the wrong attitude. If you're going into the Word of God to simply find out more about Jesus, to find out more about His great love for you, then it's a different attitude, isn't it? And I think you're going to reap the benefits of that, in a much better way. So legalism is trying to follow a set of rules and regulations in order to gain love and acceptance from either God or other people. Does that make sense?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, it does. I was going to ask you, is it okay to pass like the CD to my friends on the internet and stuff? Is that all right?
Please do. Share it as much as you can.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bob, and God bless you in your ministry.
Okay. Thank you, Jose.
You know, that's an important aspect about this ministry. We're not trying to guard the gospel. We're trying to get the message out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So any person that receives a CD or a resource, they're certainly free to share that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Dallas, Texas. And, well, we were going to go talk to Nick, but Nick had to hang up on us, so maybe he'll call back. But he had an interesting question.
Yes.
What about people who do go back to their old way of life? What do we say about them? And what we said earlier, if somebody has been genuinely saved, then they've gone from death to life. Christ has come to live inside of them through the Holy Spirit. And that's a permanent, eternal transaction. So once you're fully alive in Christ, you can't go back to death. Once you've been born again, you're not going to be unborn.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
So there are people who make professions of faith. They give lip service to the gospel message, but they never, you know, walk away from their old life. So a lot of times folks are coming to God. They're trying to get God to say, you know, your lifestyle is okay. And that's what they want. So they're negotiating. So they're not interested in giving up their old way of life. They just want to know that God is okay with their old way of life. Well, are they saved? I don't think so.
No.
They haven't been truly born again of the Spirit. Nick's on the line. Let's go see what he has to say. Nick?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. What was your question?
I want to start by saying I completely agree with y'all. I just had this question posed to me by actually some in-laws who know the Bible really well, because I was of the same kind of thinking there. But they brought to me Hebrews 6:4, and then also the end of Revelation, like I think it's like the last sentence or two, basically where it seemed to indicate you had prior, you know, you had believers in Christ who then turned away from their faith. And so, for instance, Hebrews 6:4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened to have tasted of the heavenly gift and become partakers of the Spirit and have tasted the good word of God, having been fallen away to renew again to repentance, since they were again crucifying Jesus themselves and publicly disgracing him.
Well, then, Nick, as far as that passage is concerned, I want you to think about that day that Jesus stood trial before Pilate. And Pilate asked the crowd, "What do you want me to do with this man named Jesus?" And they yelled, "Crucify, crucify." And Pilate said, "Well, he hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't committed a crime." And yet the crowd yelled louder, "Crucify, crucify." And finally Pilate said, "You know, I've washing my hands of this. I am innocent of this man's blood." And they all said to Pilate, "His blood is on us and on our children."
Ooh.
A chilling statement. Well, all of those folks were probably there the previous Sunday yelling, "Hosanna, Hosanna," when Jesus marched in riding on a donkey, riding on the colt into Jerusalem. They had probably heard him teach. They had probably witnessed miracles. They had participated in what God was doing in and through Jesus during his ministry, yet they rejected him. And I think the writer of Hebrews had that in mind when he penned those words in Hebrews 6:4-6, that here you have heard about the goodness of God. You've heard about this gospel message. And yet you have shrunk back. You haven't gone to that point of repentance. You have shrunk back. You see Jesus now as a threat to your life. You've raised your fist at him. And if you could, you would go back to that day and yell along with everyone else, "Crucify, crucify," and put Jesus to a public shame. So these are folks that had never repented, who had been brought to that point of repentance, but had shrunk back from it and hardened their heart toward Jesus. And with that attitude, it's impossible to bring them back. But as far as believers are concerned, we've repented. We have changed our minds. We have accepted the plan of God in Christ Jesus. Well, Nick, we're out of time. Hope that helps.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Nick. Glad to hear from you. We've heard from a lot of people who say that Bob Christopher's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace has helped them put together the pieces of their Christian life. We're celebrating its anniversary this week, and actually through the 15th of this month, and we're providing the Kindle version for only $1.99. That's a bargain that's hard to beat. This price is good, as I said, through August 15th. You'll find the Kindle version at Amazon or at Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Again, that's Amazon or SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Well, we're glad you joined us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for a study edition of Basic Gospel.